Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor about the American economy with Liz Peek, who writes a column for The Hill, a column for Fox News. And her most recent Fox News column assembles what I've been noticing in the headlines these last days, the executive direction by Mr. Biden that seemed contrary to the election of 2024, where the American people, in all their genius, gave a majority of votes to Donald Trump, and all the swing states we were told that could go either way went to Donald Trump. And overwhelmingly, even in the most blue states, there was movement toward Donald Trump. That sounds like an endorsement of in a democracy. However, Liz, it is a puzzle. It would appear that Mr. Biden's conduct these last days is deliberately provocative, contrary, ignoring the will of the American people, anti-democratic? How do you see this oil and gas, for example? Why would he do that at the closing days, knowing that the Trump administration was endorsed by the American people because of its intentions to make a superpower even bigger for energy?
Well, it's a good question, and I think a lot of people think it isn't Joe Biden making these decisions. Joe Biden came into office, if you remember, assembling a group of presidential historians and asking them how he could be a great president. He had enormous narcissism about the prospects of his presidency and intended to be wildly popular and consequential. And of course, none of that has come true. His admirers like Chuck Schumer will say, oh, yeah, he's been a really effective president because he signed a lot of big bills, which meant that all of a sudden the American economy was looking at huge government spending past the point of crisis, past the point of reasonableness, which basically sparked the worst inflation we've had in 40 years. So I think Joe Biden's been a terrible president. His ratings look like that. He's extremely unpopular. So to your point, why would he want to make himself even more unpopular by bucking the will of the people? And the answer is, it's a very poor idea if you want to, you know, go out with any kind of legacy at all. And a lot of people think that he is not running the show, that a lot of his aides, whether it's Jeff Sessions, his chief of staff, or other people in the White House, are running around putting things in front of him, asking him to sign things, which he probably doesn't even understand their import of. Now, is that harsh? Maybe. But I got to tell you, if I were Donald Trump's team, I would be sending an emissary to the White House and saying, look, if you don't stop this, if you don't stop doing all these things that are trying to make our transition more difficult, like taking 615 million acres out of contention in terms of future oil and gas drilling in federal waters, we are going to charge in public court, in Congress, in hearings after you leave office, that you were not mentally fit to make these decisions and that therefore they should be overturned. That would be a gigantic embarrassment to this president, who, by the way, can't even answer softball questions from the media. So he certainly could not, in my view, defend a lot of the decisions that he's making, like banning at the last minute natural gas fueled water heaters, which is going to impact 40% of the water heaters in the country and make life miserable for people on low incomes. I mean, some of this stuff, John, is so wrong and it's so dangerous and damaging to the United States. It has to be shut down. And I think Republicans can do that.
There's an illogic in the summary of what's happened so far. Some seem extremely trite and obvious and immediate, and some seem long term. For example, the Inflation Reduction Act, all the money that they're pushing into the system, that is damaging going forward because of the sticky inflation. There's no other explanation for it than they don't care about the inflation or They believe the inflation will attach to Mr. Trump. The trite one is worrying about whether Social Security workers can stay at home to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're completely out of whack for scale, those two ideas.
Well, and it just seems petty and nasty. The Social Security Administration thing, a friend of ours ran that agency for Trump. And even then, after the pandemic, talked about arriving there, these vast buildings full of empty halls, empty offices, nobody at work. Here we have a moment where we're $36 trillion in debt. Everybody feels that the government needs to become more accountable, more efficient. We have Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk setting themselves to making it so. And you have this ridiculous rule put in place by the Biden administration where, you protect 42,000 Social Security workers from having to go back to the office. What is the point of that? The point is to curry favor with unions. But for whom? Because these people are gone. They are out the door in about 10 more days. So it's extremely hard. And as to the Inflation Reduction Act, John, there will be in the next 2 or 3 years stories written about where that money has gone. Politically favored recipients are going to go bankrupt. And there's going to be horror shows about ill-spent money, money wasted at a time, again, when we are trying to cut down on our spending, not blow it up for future generations to have to deal with. This is a shameful enterprise, a shameful undertaking. Joe Biden may or may not be the author of it, but it has to stop.
Elizabeth Peake, writing a column for The Hill, writing a column for Fox News, much on Fox Business at the beginning of 2025, where there is a rosy scenario in the minds of major economists.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.